You are listening to The Pathway, a podcast about career and technical opportunities produced by the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. I'm your host, Jill Starr. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 1. Let's define CTE. I want you to take a moment and think back to your childhood. What is the first thing you ever wanted to become? You know, that dream job where, as an 8-year-old, everyone went ooh and ah and congratulate you for making such an adult decision. Let's face it, we were all determined and had it all figured out as children. My first career choice was a dancer on a cruise ship. Oh yes, I was that specific. You might think that's an odd career choice even for a child. Oddly enough, I only wanted this job because I was obsessed with an episode of Kids Songs where a bunch of these kids were dancing on a naval ship during a rowdy musical number. So naturally, I wanted to be a dancer on a cruise ship and travel the world, or at least that's what I thought when I was 8 years old. Of course, as with most kids, my dreams evolved. I never wanted to become a doctor or a lawyer. That was just never something I aspired to do. But I did have some pretty ambitious career goals, including, at one point in time, a journalist, an astronaut, music producer, and so much more. You could ask me every year, and I probably had a new job in mind. However, these dreams were a sidebar during my education. I never felt like a specific class in middle school or high school ever helped me target my career dreams. They only helped with the idea that one day I would need to attend college so I could have a degree. There was a major disconnect, and I didn't even realize it or notice it at the time. Of course, as a teenager, I didn't really know how to navigate or understand that disconnect. But deep down, I really wanted to explore careers and see what it was that I really wanted to do. Because even as high school students, people still would ask that question, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" The disconnect of how I take an idea of a career and put it into action was something that I just didn't know how to do. So when you're a young child, there's nothing more exciting than thinking about your future career. You can spend hours just mindlessly dreaming about your office, daily work, and the perks of adult life. I was no different as a high school student back in the late 90s. I had big dreams, and I was ready to pursue them without delay. When I was 16 years old, I randomly heard about a class that was offered in the EBSC. This course was called Radio Broadcasting, and it took place at another high school. I attended F.J. Wright's High School, and the idea of taking a class at another school, Central High School to be exact, was somewhat baffling. I was so intrigued because I didn't know a course like this existed. I only heard about it from some friends at another school, and I didn't even know if I could take it or how I could take it. I remember asking lots of questions to my friends to get all the details I could, because, of course, as a high school student, if you're going to ask questions, you ask your friends. But they only had the same reaction. "That's a real class, and you can take it?" Remember, I was only 16, and I would have been mortified to ask an adult for answers or to get clarification. At that point, all I knew was my school and nothing else. Information was all from the mouths of my peers. At the time, I did have an interest in media. I was one of those oddball kids who actually enjoyed public speaking, and I was pretty darn good at it. Yes, I was the middle school speech champion at my school in 8th grade for impromptu. Hopefully there's still a trophy at Perry Heights Middle School. If you don't know what that category is, impromptu, look it up and be prepared to be impressed. I took a leap of faith for a shy and awkward teenage girl, and I applied to this class, this radio broadcasting class. Now, keep in mind, I didn't know a single soul who would take it, and the idea of a class at another school frightened me to the core. But the excitement over this class helped me get over that fear a little bit. Little did I know, this course would be the groundwork for deciding my career and providing a jumping point with experience for everything to come at the collegiate level and beyond. I was in high school. I had no idea what was going to come my way. While this first episode isn't all about my personal experiences, I share these details because learning about this course was the first time I ever heard this phrase. Welcome to career and technical education. When most people hear the term career and technical education, or CTE, they may automatically think about taking a shop class in high school, or they might automatically think about football. At least that's what I thought when I was much younger. This was not a term I heard regularly in the educational environment as a high school student. Oddly enough, I realized that CTE was so much more than what I initially thought. According to Advanced CTE, the definition of career and technical education is this: education that provides students of all ages with the academic and technical skills, knowledge, and training necessary to succeed in future careers and to become lifelong learners. Wow, I mean, that sounds like a pretty intriguing definition, doesn't it? So basically, CTE is the ability for students to learn about a career opportunity and gain hands-on training to prepare them for college or the workforce. It's also a fairly large arena that looks at academics, training, and knowledge for a job or even going off to college. So now as an adult, I couldn't resist the opportunity to go ask high school students today if they know what CTE stands for. Do they get the amazing power of what career and technical education is if I ask them what CTE is? Or do they even know what it stands for?
Like the head disorder? Like getting hit in the head? I don't know what it stands for, but I know it's after being hit in the head repeatedly, usually in football and very aggressive sports.
Okay. What is CTE?
I have never heard of CTE. It might be a spaceship. I'm not quite sure. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like so many things in life, it's apparent that CTE might be one of those best-kept secrets. A hidden gem in education that shouldn't be hidden. In fact, most high school students don't realize all the programs that are available to them through career and technical education, even if they attend a CTE facility or have generally heard the term before. CTE offers what we call cluster areas, and here are just a few of them: agriculture, food, and natural resources, architecture and construction, arts, AV, technology, and communications, business management and administration, education and training, finance, government and public administration, health science, hospitality and tourism, human services, information technology, law, public safety, corrections and security, manufacturing, marketing, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, and transportation, distribution and logistics. It's hard not to get excited when you hear those categories. If you're anything like me, at least one cluster area hopefully gave you a moment of wow. And that's what we do here at the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. We give off the wow factor. Our classrooms don't look like traditional classrooms. Our instructors all came from the industry they are teaching, and we're all passionate beyond words about what career and technical education can do. We understand what CTE stands for and what it can do. In this podcast series, we will dive into the importance of career and technical education and also explore our programs, instructors, success stories, and give you an even deeper look at what CTE truly is. We have thousands of alumni worldwide who credit their success to our facility and what CTE offered them from day one. We can't wait to take this journey with you each month right here on The Pathway. Join us on the 15th of each month as we upload a new episode and share all the excitement of career and technical education.